Boris Johnson has been elected on a mandate of delivering Brexit by the 31st of October, come hell or high water. Today, looking at it, it seems that we are going to have a hard Brexit. He, in particular, is more concerned about the survival of the Tory party. We are concerned about the survival of our jobs and how our normal life can continue living in border communities.
If ever we needed a reminder of the challenges that lies ahead, it was very much brought home to us today by the most recent report by the Central Bank. Tourism and agriculture, the sectors to be affected most, the region to be affected most will be the border region and the northwest, and a serious amount of jobs will be lost over a period of time as well.
The jobs is very scary. 100,000 jobs, they are saying. The Department of the Economy 10 days ago said that the North would lose 40,000 jobs. You're looking at 140 jobs lost, 1,000 jobs lost across the island. The border region is the poorest region on the island anyway, as is the Northwest. So this is going to be a double whammy. You know, this belligerence by the Tory party, supported by the DUP, to drive a hard Brexit, to save a Tory party, and they don't care one whistle about the people of Ireland or the effects that this is going to have on us, our jobs, and on the Good Friday Agreement, which this government is supposed to support. So that's why we're in Stormont this morning, to stand up on behalf of people from the border community to say that we are totally opposed to a hard Brexit, that Boris Johnson doesn't represent us, the DUP doesn't represent us, we voted to remain, and that's the position that we're going to carry right through to the end.
With the recent comments from the British Prime Minister that he would envisage a frictionless border between North and South, do anything to alleviate those fears?
None whatsoever. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. It's impossible to have frictionless trade when you have to abide by a plethora of EU rules, particularly around food and medicines and pharmaceutical products. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's playing to his own audience. People on the ground, the people who drive trucks every day, who cross that border for a living, know that it's not possible to do this frictionlessly. You have to have boots on the ground and have places where stuff can be checked. It is not possible. The backstop is the only solution. And we, the people on the ground, and the majority of the people in Ireland support the backstop. And Boris needs to remember that the people in the north are 2.8% of the UK population. And the majority of that small population supports the backstop. What the hell is he talking about?